This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. A big evening for politics in East Tennessee Monday, a visit from the president as the high-profile race between Democrat Phil Bredesen and Republican Marsha Blackburn continues, with polls showing neither as a clear winner. Bredesen and Blackburn are running for the U.S. Senate. A debate had been tentatively scheduled Monday night in Chattanooga. Instead, Blackburn bowed out and went to a fundraiser and rally with President Trump in Johnson City.
Hello, Johnson City. It is great to be with you.
And Bredesen held a town hall-style forum in Chattanooga at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center.
I would love to represent the people of Tennessee one more time and getting that done. And as you heard me say, I'm applying for the job.
Audience members asked questions on a wide range of topics, including the Affordable Care Act. Bredesen said the act is imperfect, but he supports Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander's efforts to stabilize it.
There are 225,000 people in the state of Tennessee, human beings, who are using the Affordable Care Act to get their health care today.
Bredesen was also asked about Brett Kavanaugh. Bredesen said he was embarrassed watching last week's hearings.
And I think both parties have a lot to answer for.
Although Bredesen is a Democrat, he's touted himself as independently minded. He said if he were a senator, he would have voted for Neil Gorsuch, Trump's last Supreme Court nominee. And Bredesen said he still hasn't made up his mind about Brett Kavanaugh.
I am still holding in reserve my opinion on Mr. Kavanaugh. We have that FBI background check going on. And
some people in the audience booed, cutting him off.
We will see how that.
Shortly after Bredesen's forum wrapped up in the southeastern corner of Tennessee, Trump took the stage in the northeastern corner, stumping for Bredesen's opponent. That rally in Johnson City served as a platform for Republican Marsha Blackburn to make her case as to why she thinks she should be elected to the U.S. Senate. Trump gave about an hour-long speech. Blackburn spoke for 3 minutes in the middle of it.
If you want a U.S. senator who is going to stand with the president, build the wall, cut your taxes, and to make certain that we take care of our men and women in uniform, I am asking you to stand with me.
When Trump spoke, he briefly recognized Governor Bill Haslam and Republican gubernatorial candidate Bill Lee. The president's speech touched on topics such as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, voter turnout, and keeping a Republican Senate majority. Trump called Blackburn a fighter and said she represents Tennessee values.
A vote for Marsha is really a vote for me and everything that we stand for. It's a vote for Make America Great Again. That's what it is.
Blackburn and Bredesen will face each other next week in a debate in Knoxville. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller, and WPLN in Nashville contributed to this report.